Greetings, fellow listeners, and welcome to this four-part series that is my honors capstone project. I am Frank Wright, an undergraduate college student attending the University of Wyoming, where I am a senior and plan to graduate in the spring of 2023, and I began in the fall of 2019. I am a student with a geography major, and I also am in the Haub School of Natural Resources, where I am working on the major of Environment and Natural Resources. In terms of minors, I am working on a Spanish minor, and I am also working on a minor in honors. More on this last minor later on. Before I started attending the University of Wyoming, I took concurrent enrollment classes for Front Range Community College in Fort Collins, Colorado, and Colorado University Denver, as well as taking advanced placement exams for College Board. I took these courses during high school, which I graduated from in May of 2019, in the city in which I was born and raised in, Fort Collins, Colorado. In terms of myself outside the classroom, I love to play and watch many sports, watch TV, listen to music, jump on the trampoline, spend time with my girlfriend, as well as other activities. At the University of Wyoming, I am a part of Wyoming Navigators, the University Tennis Club, and Wyoming Honors Organization. I also currently work as a research assistant for one of my old professors, and I also work as an academic athletic intern at the Office of Academic Support for Student Athletes. So now that you know a little bit about who I am, I think it is now critical that I address the elephant in the room, which obviously is, what the heck even is an Honors Capstone Project? Well, first, it is key to note that I am an honors student at the University of Wyoming, and as such, to receive our minor in honors, we as undergraduate students are asked to complete an honors capstone project. The parameters of the project in general are incredibly broad, so students have a lot of freedom in what they would like to research. Typically, students will base their project on what they are majoring in, which is accurate for my case. But they do not have to, and if the student's major requires a project such as this, then it is also acceptable to have the project from their major count for their major and for the honors capstone. Since the figurative ball, if you will, is in the student's court, if you will, as students are asked to complete a proposal online with the help of a project mentor. The project mentor can be any University of Wyoming professor, but it is advisable for the mentor to have some sort of expertise with the subject matter of the project. For example, with my specific project being heavily based in geography, I selected one of my previous geography professors, Richard Vercoe, to be my honors project mentor. Fortunately for me, Professor Vercoe accepted, and we have been working together on this project since the spring semester of 2022. Specifically speaking, the job of the mentor is based on what the project entails, but generally it includes assisting the student with the proposal, being a resource for subject knowledge, literature, and ideal people to contact, as well as assisting in editing the final paper and presentation for the project. The project can be started as soon as the student enters the honors program and must be finished at the latest by the time they graduate. I plan on graduating in the spring of 2023, and that is also when I plan to have my project completed. Furthermore, there are several benchmarks that each student must accomplish to finish the project, including the initial copy of the project due, revisions to the mentor, faculty evaluation rubric, presentation of the project, and the final project due. These are all typically due in the month that the project is supposed to be completed at the latest. So with my project, these due dates will begin in mid-April, when research day is, I think it's the 15th this year, in 2023, and in mid-May, and I graduate the 13th. Also, with the presentation of the project, there is an event on campus called Research Day, where students who have worked on their honors capstone projects and project like these present their findings to a general audience in classrooms across the classroom building. This event occurs typically on a Saturday and has presentations go throughout the day. Speaking of Research Day, I attended this event in April of 2022, and I was fortunate enough to learn about some Honors Capstone projects as well as other projects. One of the Honors projects I learned about was a podcast on some traveling spots in Wyoming, and another was a business plan to make a traveling vegan food truck that would be based in Laramie. I also viewed a presentation about archaeological animal findings of a crocodile-like animal. All of these presentations were in the same classroom as presenters would gather and then rotate. Now that the general parameters of the Honors Capstone project have been addressed, I should probably get to the moment you've all been waiting for and fully reveal what I have been hinting at thus far. The goal of my specific project is to reveal and to disseminate why counties have the names that they do and why they have the shapes and sizes that they have. I will admit that this does seem quite elementary on its face, but when you really start looking into something so seemingly simple, you begin to find that there is a lot of weight and nuance in this topic. What I mean here is that when a place is named, it is named that name for a reason, and there was a group of people who had enough power to name it and have it stay that specific name for a long time after they died, even. Moreover, in what I have found, these groups are influenced by people who have greater power than they do, which signifies the relationship of power at work. Specifically, Michel Foucault talks a lot about this in his book he is interviewed for, Power and Knowledge. This was a book that I got from my honors mentor, and it is incredibly dense read, as both Foucault and the people interviewing him are especially intelligent. In this book, he makes note of how causality works in a societal sense. In doing so, Foucault makes note of how influential power is, how it moves, and how it relates to knowledge. From what I read in the book, my favorite line, and one that relates most to what I am researching from Foucault, is, quote, "The individual with his identity and characteristics is the product of a relation of power exercised over bodies, municipalities, desires, forces." There is much that could be said as well on the problems of regional identity and its conflicts with national identity, end quote. In terms of why I decided to pick the content that I chose for this project, really it began for me as early as my freshman year in college. Let me explain. I hail from Fort Collins, Colorado, like I said earlier, which resides in Larimer County, and if you know anything about the surrounding geography, the town to the north, Laramie, is the home to the University of Wyoming, where I am attending. So, sound familiar? And what really started to get my attention was when I learned the name of that county that Laramie is in, which is Albany. Yes, Albany, which is that same name, which is the capital of New York State. And this was just intriguing because it never really got to me until I was in my junior year, which was fall of 2021. And I needed to figure out what I was doing for this project. What also was fueling this was my appreciation for geography. As it is one of my majors, and specifically within the realm of my fascination with maps, which has been with me since my childhood, I especially enjoy studying political maps, which, for those of you who don't know, are maps that I have primary focus of showing the urban areas and constructs on a given portion of a landscape. Furthermore, I honestly was not very familiar with county names at all outside the immediate area surrounding my hometown. Therefore, I was interested in learning more about the county names across the country. Another influence on me in this project was the History Channel television series, which also it aired on Netflix, How the States Got Their Shapes, which details the influences and causes on why the states have the appearance that they do on the present United States map. Personally, I loved watching this show, and it encouraged me to try to figure out just how, why, and what the county sizes and shapes are the way they are. Because, of course, counties share borders with states and so on and so forth. In terms of why I was drawn to recording a podcast, I was drawn to the simplicity of the process of writing, recording, editing, and finally releasing. Of course, all this is much easier said than done, but I was able to get a bit of a head start on the process during the fall semester of 2021, when I participated in the making of a podcast about Pilot Hill for one of my environmental and natural resources classes, which is my other major, like I said earlier. Moreover, I was comfortable with the recording in general because in my spare time, I like to write and record rap songs on my own. In this experience, I have used the recording applications of GarageBand, voice memos on my laptop, and the RapChat recording studio on my iPhone. I was also attracted to the idea of making a podcast because of how accessible it is for the consumer to receive and learn the information. Speaking of, I also think that this medium is an especially helpful way of spreading accurate information about what, in my experience, has been a little-known topic on a national level at least. At the University of Wyoming, we also have a great resource for recording with the Voice Box, which is where I'm at now, recording studio in the Studio Co-Creation space, which resides on the second floor of co-library on the campus of the University of Wyoming. So regarding how I plan to bring this project about, before I started writing the script, Professor Vercoe and I worked out a strategy. We began to work on this project by meeting together periodically to hash out how the project was going to be carried out and what its content would be. Then we began to work out a vision for the future. This plan included continuing to meet, but not as frequently, and in the meantime, working on certain phases of the project. For example, I began my collecting of data, which specifically was conducting a literature review on relevant texts and maps, as well as reading from Foucault's book. Then I organized the information I received from this review so I could better understand it, and following that, I began to draft scripts for podcast episodes. I went on to begin reaching out and conducting interviews with people who I believed would shed valuable light on the subject matter of the project, and then started recording and editing podcast episodes. Alright, so next episode I will be diving into what I have found in terms of my research on the shapes and sizes of some counties in the United States, and try to answer why they have the shapes and sizes that they have. So with all that in mind, welcome again to my Honors Capstone Project. Thanks for listening, and I hope you listen to and enjoy the next episodes.